I'm just trying to picture someone singing with a ukulele and saying nigger.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the point. It's to be as uncomfortable as possible.
I'm pretty hard to make uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's just...
I don't understand people that get uncomfortable when someone's moist.
Yeah. There is a lot of girls who do not like that at all.
You know what other word I got a thing for at the moment? Crevice.
Crevice is a great word.
Yeah.
What's the IT crowd coined cleftal horizon.
Ooh,
to talk about the ass,
yes,
crack. Yeah. No, good. Who doesn't
and,
like
it? And oh, I quite about? Like the word flaccid.
Flaccid. Flaccid's good. Turgid. Turgid. Ooh. Turgid is the opposite because it means hard and firm.
Rigid.
Mm. And it also depends on how you say it. Because there's crevice, but there's crevasse. See, I love a good,
you know,
crevasse.
What about moist crevasse?
Oh, who doesn't love a good moist crevasse? Oh, please don't do that close into the microphone ever.
Sorry,
again.
Sorry, I'll do it back again.
Oh,
better.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Ah.
All right. So welcome to Adam and Milk. This is episode like 10 or something like that, or 9. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
I hope it's 9. That's my
so
favourite number.
This is, maybe it is. Maybe. So this is unpleasant. Adam's away. So we have a friend of mine, Amanda Beatty, who is... Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
So this Amanda is my Beatty. Friend, but I don't know how to say her last name.
Well, it's a weird last name, so I didn't
know. All right. We'll go with that.
Yeah, anyway.
I'll forgive you.
So she is co-hosting for the evening. So we're going to do a special episode on dudes, sex columns...
whatever else, whatever shit comes out of my mouth, I don't know. It's pretty unpredictable. Talk a lot of shit.
So far, unpleasant has been about, we don't like the media.
Who does?
I don't like, no, I'm very pro-bullying. you know, it's just been things that people don't generally want to talk about and just whatever's going on that week. But there's something about, something you told me that caught my eye a while ago, where you used to do a sex column for the CSU. You don't mind saying
who? No, no. So I used to do the sex column, sex area for the CSU magazine, The Hungapper. So basically each month or term we had, depending on, you know, budget and everything, so it was usually at least every, you know, session, we'd do one every term within the session. We'd do a magazine and we were given a topic, and I tried to pick a sex topic that goes within that topic. So we did social media as one, and I chose to do whether or not you send nudes to people. And I took a survey and I was talking about nudes. But, you know, there's, of course, being a uni magazine, there was a little bit of censoring.
Yeah, see, that's the bizarre thing to me. Because you have something which is, it's designed to be, it's a sex column. So it's designed to talk about sex. But they want to put restrictions on that. And it's like, no, no, no. The point is that it is a taboo subject and you're tackling that.
Because people don't want to talk about it. So how many people are going to come up to you and say, shit, I really want to know about anal. Like, do you want to like talk about that with me? Like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one to broach.
Hmm. Well, I mean. Not with me and my friends, we're all a bit open. But in general, there's a lot of people. I can't imagine anyone who is going to come up to me and say, hey, you know, you apparently you know
how
a bit
much
about
lube
this.
Do
like,
I need?
Do you want to tell me about lube? Do you want to tell me about the sensation? Like, what should I do?
And so that was your point, was to inform people and talk about it openly and honestly.
If you don't like it, you didn't have to read it. Just skip the article.
So what happened as far as, like, what did they want? What do they want out of you that you weren't doing?
Well, there was a few people. So our magazine went through the student council and they approved everything. And there was a few people on the student council with quite religious beliefs that did not want some of our topics being in. So there was another article where a girl who was a lesbian was talking about the most 10, like top 10 questions she gets asked about being a lesbian. And she mentioned scissoring and and one of the girls,
or is it, we like to call it mashing patties.
I think I'm gonna stick with scissoring.
Yeah, scissors is good.
Yeah. It's a good visual. Mashing patties is probably not.
Yeah, it's, see, scissoring you get the whole picture, but mashing patties is a, like, it's a close up.
Yeah. I don't want that close up in my life right now. But yeah, she didn't know what scissoring was, and when it was explained to her, she, uni age student, didn't know what scissoring was. explained to her, no, we can't have that in the magazine, and was like fully against it. So basically they turned around and they went, no, you can't have this issue out. So we were doing a whole sex themed one. So basically what happened was this particular individual went and started trash talking my writing. Oh my God, there was, you know, this article in there about anal and this one in there about masturbation, and it was just, you know, it wasn't okay. Like, you know, the writing was terrible. It was disgusting. No, 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 no. And she just happened to say this to someone who was my friend. And so I don't write under my own name because, you know, it's just easier to have a funny name. So I actually went with Ashley Madison, as in the company that went crashing down. That was fun.
Yeah, no, no, they're back. They're back there. People, new people are registering. Yeah. There's all sorts of...
But so I went with Ashley Madison as my name, and they basically went, no, not okay. And I, of course, she was trashing my writing. It wasn't just what I was talking about. Oh, you know, it's gross. Like, why would anyone talk about this? Got back to me. So I put in a formal complaint, of course. And the uni backed off a little bit and gave us one issue called Hunkapper Uncensored, where we were allowed to actually write it down.
All right. So that's turning around in my head a little bit. So there was some.
Oh, but it was a fight.
Yeah.
There was a good 6 months between when this issue was meant to come out.
Really?
And there was a lot of fighting. Like, we had to go through the health officer. And it's not like my writing was, you know, disgusting or anything. It was informational. So it was, you know, approaching anal for the first time, or I did an article based on masturbation, which I took a full survey of. So I asked men and women how often they do it, whether they would use porn, would they use toys, would they be interested in using toys, how many times a week, all this sort of thing. Like, did a full survey. It was all anonymous.
And I just had... an amazing idea.
Yes.
If you don't want to hear about those sort of things.
How about you not read it? Yeah. Oh, my God. I know.
That's phenomenal, right?
Like, you could literally, like, I wasn't going to sit there and force your eyes open and make you read this. That's not what was going to happen. It was, if you wanted to know about this, read it. If you didn't, you didn't have to.
Do people not understand that a headline is there to... say what the thing is that it's talking about, and whether you, it's in your hands whether you want to read it or not. So I just don't understand this. I really don't.
Well, neither did I, but we got there in the end. Mm. But due to the censoring of the magazine and being told I was not allowed to write what I wanted, I have chosen to no longer write for the magazine. The editor and sub-editor, they're great. They're amazing. They were all for it. They were really supportive of me. But I can't be a part of a uni magazine where the uni itself is going to not let me.
They're
going to
get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a general problem with a lot of things.
Isn't people writing supposed to be a form of expression?
Like, yeah.
It's going to say what I want to say.
Well, that's a growing trend in universities at the moment is, you're free to express anything. It's totally cool, but...
within boundaries.
Yeah, within what we want you to say. And like, no, that's not how it works. Just let it happen. And then if it sucks, if no one wants to read it, they won't. The free market has a way of evening these things out, but...
It's all right. That's how it goes. But I've decided with pushing from a few people that I'm looking at starting up a blog. It's not up and running yet. It's just going into works, but... at least I'll be able to write what I want to write when I want to write it.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, definitely. And especially if you do make it sort of aimed at that same demographic too, mm-hmm. of those. Because here's the thing about that level of censorship is what gives anyone the right to tell anyone else what they can and can't hear. Like, there are a lot of things that make me uncomfortable and I don't want, but... I can't
not
tell.
Not the word moist, apparently.
No. But if... who gets to decide? Everyone's line is somewhere else. So it doesn't match up. Like you said, she was a Christian girl.
Yes, very, very.
So
also,
what about...
also didn't know what the clitoris was. Because was written in there and I was like, you poor girl.
Oh, no. That's a shame.
Yep.
Oh, well. Let's be honest, it's not really going to get much use anyway, yeah, so probably. Fuck it. Actually,
well, right. No, see, but that's just it. There's no fucking it.
Yeah. Well, after she's married.
Oh, that's, yes. Maybe.
No, once.
Once a month.
Yeah.
If that.
Okay.
So once a year.
I've got to tell you a story quickly.
Oh, I do like stories.
I can't not tell it on the podcast because it's just too
relevant.
Interesting. So I... ended up hooking up with a half Syrian girl. And I've got there's two things. So after we'd had sex, we were talking about her being sort of half Middle Eastern and having that sort of heritage. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're only sort of half Syrian. And she's just like, oh, yeah, but how'd you know I was only half? I'm like, because you've still got a clitoris. So.
Valid.
Well, that's what happens.
It is.
Admittedly, she was slightly outraged.
So you didn't get it again, is what you're telling me?
No, I didn't.
No. There you go. Then, so it wasn't too outraged then.
It was all right. No. But then I pushed it even further when I said that we should have a child together and name him Allah Akbar, so that when we're chasing him in public, it's like Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. maybe not the thing to say to the Syrian girl.
maybe not, but it's just sort of brought up a story that made me think of when I was getting my dog, my dad, because she's a red Kelpie cross, so I wanted to go with a red theme name, and dad wanted to call it Ranger. He wanted this dog called Ranger. And the first thing mum and I said to him was, all right, hypothetical situation. We're at the park. We're calling the dog bag. Here, Ranger. Come here, Ranger. And there's a redhead kid.
Yeah.
We're going to get punched in the face by that parent. Like, it's just going to happen.
Or sued.
Yeah, look, one of them. We're in that type of world these days. So she's now Rosie.
Okay, smart.
Yeah.
Smart. I know a family who had a dog called the N-word.
Oh.
Well, I'll just say nigger. I don't know why I'm
Yeah, you
censoring.
Just you I asked you if it. I could swear on this thing, yeah. And you go, yeah, say what you want, and then you're censoring myself. The word nigger.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, it's a tough one. But there's a difference between saying it and using it.
Yes.
And that's where I want to toe a line, because we talked about this the other week. We like those unpleasant things, but you don't.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, my goal isn't to actually upset people. No. It's just to mess around and have fun. But yeah, and so that was their dog's name. And it's like, that makes me very uncomfortable.
Even like at the vet, like.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Is Nigga here for their appointment? Like, no.
There was this. I think he was like Brazilian. Who did a prank on, it was just like a prank show on YouTube, where he said that he was going to a club called Nigger.
Oh.
And so he's just like, would walk up to black people in America and just be like, where can they find the nigger? And they're just like, it churned my stomach. I felt sick with fear for this bloke. And it got physical many times before he like pulls out a fake pamphlet and is just like, oh, it's a club, and you know, all that. But the best reaction was a guy who started pushing him, and then he pointed out the camera and everything, and he got all that going. He's just like, oh, I can't be on camera. I got warrants. gets on his bike and rides off.
Perfect. It's a perfect ending.
Oh, it was amazing. Anyway, so you've done that. You've done writing, mm-hmm. And you are also, is promo girl the correct word?
Yes. I do promo work for a lot
modeling?
Of events. Yeah. Well, I do modeling. There's two different things. So there's photography modeling, then there's promotional work, and there's a whole lot of different categories it all comes under, really.
Yeah. So
but I
all,
would say I do a lot
under
of promotional
the banner,
work.
They're all under the banner of hot girl employment.
Look, if you want to call it that, sure. Mm. But I probably wouldn't use that way to describe it, because then I might have to cringe a little bit.
Yeah, fair enough. So, I don't understand how you make money out of it. I don't understand how you get hired for it. I don't know anything about it. But the one thing I do know is that you get approached by creepy dudes. Now, this is the thing. I don't have a Facebook anymore, but this is the thing that's bothered me for years, going back to when I did have a Facebook, of guys at sports events or anything like that, and they get the photo with the promo girl, and then they make that like the profile picture, and it's just like,
my favorite is when I get made into people's Tinder profile pictures.
Ooh.
You know how creepy it is going on Tinder back when I was single, and swiping through people and your own face pops up in someone's photo? No. Here's the thing, guys. Ladies do not want to see a picture of you and another hot chick. That's not going to get you a match. Like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, I don't understand. I saw one good...
Women are very jealous creatures.
I saw one good version of that where a guy had very obviously photoshopped in like a model. Like, it was like badly cut out, and he was just like, as you can see, this is the caliber of girl I'm used to hanging out with.
See, look, there's that comedy was, gold, yeah, yeah. And then there's like creepy, desperate.
Yeah,
I'm going to put
weird.
The hot chick well, as my profile picture.
I don't understand what the mentality is behind it, where they go, everyone knows that you're like you are being paid to get in those photos with those dudes.
See, but I don't think a lot of those dudes understand that because they come up to you and they make all the same jokes the one before did.
Oh, no.
And you're paid to laugh and be funny and then they approach you when you finish and they expect you to be the same and you're like, no, I'm no longer being paid. Like, we're not friends.
That's like when you go into JB Hi-Fi and everyone's like super friendly and then you
don't
sort
buy
of awkward,
anything.
But you sort of awkwardly see one out the front when they're having a smoke and you kind of say hello to them and it's like, oh, that's right. Yeah, this isn't a, you're not actually friendly.
No,
it's just you're getting
just
paid to
thing,
do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I love my work as a promo job. Like, you know, I do meet a lot of really fun people and I have a lot of good fun conversations, but I mean, you hear a lot of the same things.
Yeah.
So, and it's always the same jokes and people think they're so funny for coming up with that same joke.
The Simpsons did it in 1993 with Mr. Plow. Do you come with the car? Oh, you. And then she giggles. They did that three times. So we've all seen The Simpsons. Does no one pay any attention to pop culture and just go, oh, yeah, that's funny, but it's because it's a real
thing. It's a thing, yeah.
So, all right, what do you hear? All right, so say you're at, because you've done Summer Nats.
Summer Nats is my absolute favorite event. I love it, but I was Miss Summer Nats for 2016, and I love the event. I think it's absolutely awesome. Like every single year, it's a thing I look forward to the most. Like, you know, I had my 21st birthday last year, and I was more excited for Summer Nats than I was for 2021. Right. Like, I was just like ready to go. I love the event, but as we all know, there's a lot of catcalling, a lot of tits out for the boys, a lot of tits are rubber, and you know there's been a few like just plain weird things that people say to me and a few things that I hear over and over. So I work for Hogsworth when I'm at Summer Nats, walk around with the giant pink pig, and then there's the girl in minimal clothing next to it. That's me.
Yeah.
So you get the people that come up and want photos of the pig, and then you get the people that come up and want photos with me, and I get things like, oh, show us your pink bits. And I heard that, I had a good giggle.
Yeah.
And then I heard it five more times in an hour and I was like, nah, I'm over it.
It's funny for how abrupt and off-putting it is.
That's just it. As a promo girl, you've got to sort of have a pretty thick skin. So when you hired into the job and you start doing jobs, you got to know, you know, how to handle that sort of situation. So you can't be someone who's going to get really angry about that. So if I was the type of person that was going to like arc about that, I'd be really offended. Couldn't be a promo girl. So you just kind of have a giggle and you're like, yeah, that's so funny. I haven't heard that already today.
Yeah.
Like, good show. Like, you're a comedian,
yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Like, and then I think the weirdest thing was I had a guy go for a high five once. He was up in the grandstand, so I had to like really reach up and get him. And he grabbed onto my hand to try to pull me up there with him. And I was like, look, bro, no. Like, and then he told me that I needed to pack my suitcase because I was going to come home with him. And I was like, no, I'd rather sit on a cactus.
Yeah, see, the worst thing about a cactus is that it lasts so much longer once the cactus is removed.
Yeah.
Because you've got all the spines too. That's
And I would rather that than go home with this particular individual.
He's got balls though.
He does.
I think what you should have done is you should have said, okay, what have you got? Because I think he would have fucking turned to water if you said that. If you said, all right, would it like...
Well, I actually had a guy message me on Instagram the other day that he was like, oh, what would it take for you to be mine? And I was like, oh, a bit of surgery, some new lingerie, new house, new car. And he just kind of went, oh. It was just a joke. Like, you know, I'm not a big material possession person, but I was just, you know, in a particularly bitchy mood this day and I was like, I'm not having any of this shit.
Well, and I'm amazed you responded at all. I wouldn't respond to any of that shit.
Oh, look, I don't even know. You get to that point where you're just kind of like, oh, used to it? And that's upsetting, but that's how it is.
I guess, yeah, it's part of the deal. Like, you're in the public eye. You're doing that sort of... So do they get annoyed if you don't respond?
I've definitely had some people start abusing me. So there was one particular person that asked me for nudes, as you do. Charming, really.
Original.
I know, right? Send nudes. Great. And I said no. And straight away he said, you're a slut, you're this, you're that. And I'm like, hang on. I'm a slut because I'm not sending you photos of myself. You have no logic here. Like, what? And really, I don't even like me. I don't even like people being called a slut. Like, as far as I'm concerned, there's no such thing. Like, you know,
it's
who you want to fuck. If it's consensual, you're not ruining anyone else's relationship. It's safe. You do you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But it's a weird thing. It's like the old one of my favorite things ever is if I get shut down or any of my friends we get shut down coming back. Yeah, probably lesbians anyway. Like, it's so. Like, it's a joke. It's a joke about us, really, because we're saying that we're so dumb that we would think, oh no, I'm so attractive that there's no way she could resist. So she must just be into chicks.
Like, to be fair, when it comes to guys, especially when they approach me in person, I do think it takes a lot of guts, and I can respect that. Like, I've got a lot of guy friends who, oh, how do I talk to this girl? And I see that side of it as well. So I'm like, when a guy actually comes up to me and approaches me, because apparently I'm intimidating.
Well, I got to step in and just be like, it is a thing. It is tough. But here's what I've tried to turn this around personally within the last year of just being able to approach girls. Because there's too much Tinder, there's too much Instagram, Facebook, everything, and I don't think it's healthy. And so I've got a way of balancing it out in my head of just say hello to everyone. So then it's not specifically going, I've got to go up and talk to this chick and try and bang her. It's just like, no. Just say hello. Yeah, exactly. And then if you do sync up a little bit, if you've got a little bit of chemistry or something, then it can progress from there. But don't be 100% after.
The goal should not be the vagina.
Yeah. Well, even though it is. But
the end. But, it shouldn't be the immediate goal. That's the end goal. Yeah, like, you've got step-by-step goals. That's realistic goal setting.
But you've got to be happy with, hey, how you going? You look nice in that dress. Have a nice day.
See, that's just it. As I said, I can appreciate the guts it does take to go up to someone you find attractive and talk. Obviously, you know, there was a long time before I got hit by the puberty train where I was the ugly, annoying one that no one had anything to do with. Flat-chested, kind of looked like a boy with long hair. It was great.
That makes sense because it's like fat girls who got skinny later on. Like,
yeah.
You develop a bit of a personality and like you said, you get a bit of a thick skin.
Yeah. So you start at that point. So I, you know, obviously also went through that phase where I still get nervous going up to people. Like, I mean, I'll talk to anyone. I have a chat with anyone. I like to think I got that from my dad because I grew up watching him just literally just walk up to anyone and start a conversation. I like to talk. It's great. I'll talk to anyone. Like, if someone comes up to me and wants to have a chat, I mean, good to go. I mean, unless I got someone to be, and then I'm like, you know, fuck off. Like, you know, I'm busy. But, you know, even at nightclubs and stuff, people come up to me, they want to have a chat. I'll be like, yep, cool, let's have a chat. And then if it comes down to, so you got a boyfriend? I'm like, oh, God, we're having a good chat, and you've had to go and ruin it by trying to get my pants. Like, can you not?
Yeah, that's the thing. At some stage, a guy, you've got to figure it out. And so at least, I think it's at least they're asking.
Yeah, I try and do a subtle thing where someone will ask me about myself, and I'll sort of slide my boyfriend in there at some point. Yeah. So then they know without me having to be like, I have a boyfriend, fuck off.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of girls that literally a guy will come up and say, hey, and their first response is, I have a boyfriend. He just said hey to you. Yeah. He didn't ask to fuck you. Like, calm the fuck down.
I was having dinner once with my ex, and we were broken up at the time, and there was a waitress, and we started chatting a little bit, and I noticed, you know, there's a little something going my direction. So I'm like, all right, well, I'll just say hello to her after we've paid our bill and everything like that. And then immediately the boyfriend thing gets thrown at me, and I'm just like, I'm with a girl anyway.
There is a woman standing next to me, and
we're just chatting. It's like, it does happen.
I think I really
just wanted to bring that story up for no reason, just to try and big note myself.
Classic, as you do.
Anyway. Okay, so we know what doesn't work. What does?
There's not a lot. So I think confidence and humor go a long way. Me personally, it's not all about looks. I don't think looks is a big thing. I love people that make me laugh and will chat to anyone. Like, one of my favorite things about my boyfriend is that I can take him anywhere with any of my friends, introduce him to a whole room of new people. He won't know anyone and he'll make friends.
He'll
just sit down, have a chat with someone and leave knowing more people than I did. Like, he's just one of those people.
Yeah. See, all right. That's interesting. Cause like in my mind too, that's a dynamic that makes that dude, well, it's all right. Sorry. I'm going to backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
What girls are after, what I think anyway, is the guy who can...
Tell me what girls are after you with a penis.
All right, so this is a bit of a Patrice O'Neill philosophy thing about fishing. Okay. And, you know, when you catch fish and that's, you know, picking up girls, but eventually the fish is looking back at you going, why do you still have a boat? And so, like, that is him, that is his ability right there. So it is good, though, that you recognise that that is the attractive quality. Because that's what a lot of girls do, is they want to, that's why they're attracted to them to begin with, but... sometimes they start a relationship with someone like that and they keep doing that behavior, and girls do like that and they want to shut that down now. Well, so it's good that you are accepting.
My boyfriend and I are both very chill people, and he kind of has to be dating someone like me. So obviously, as a promo girl, I'm in not a lot of clothing in a lot of scenarios where my job is to flirt with people. I used to get paid by a shop to flirt with army people who came into town to get them into the store. That was my job. Oof. My job was to flirt with the new recruits because they've been away for 6 weeks with no female contact, ask them to play PlayStation with me in the store because the store had a PlayStation set up for them to like chill out and stuff, and to buy all their army supplies from there. That was my job.
Wow. Well, that's it. We're simple beings. We like tits.
Yeah, it's look, just, it's fair.
Yeah.
They're pretty fun.
And
like,
it's like,
let's be real. Like, they're just
well, yeah. It's, if aliens came down and we had to explain sexual attraction...
just they'd, give them a shimmy.
Well, they'd make sense. Like when they heard guys explain it, they'd just be like, yeah, well, you don't even bother. We understand. But they'd approach the girls and be like, so why do you like that sort of that thing there? Like it's kind of hairy. They're gross. They smell. Like it'd be really tough to explain to them.
Yeah.
So,
He's yeah.
So all right. So you've
now you got me thinking about how to explain why I'm attracted to men,
which nobody wants to hear. So yeah,
could get weird.
Okay. What we had some of your weird messages that you've got on Instagram.
Yes.
So would you mind
Instagram and Facebook? I do have some doozies lined up for you. Some of the more interesting messages I have received. So I go into my sort of filtered messages on Instagram and Facebook, maybe once a month sort of thing, just see what's going on. And you
so,
know.
I don't know what filtered is that. So do you get actual messages from people you know?
Yes. Yeah, so then you filtered sort of goes into the ones that I have no connections with whatsoever on Facebook or Instagram, and they just sort of go.
Yeah,
so
okay.
That side folder, because the program recognizes that I don't actually have a connection with them. So like no friends in common or nothing like that. So, you know, there's a lot of... unfortunately, there's a few dick pics that go through. So, stance on dick pics. I don't hate dick pics, but there's a time and a place. Yeah. If you're in the middle of a sexting conversation, sure, just fuck a dick pic my way. Like, just swing it there. Like, good to go. We do like to see what we're getting in for before we sit on it. So, you know, that's good. But you don't start a conversation with a dick pic.
Like, unless it's a really good dick. Even
is there such a thing?
Well, yeah. That, again, though, that's a thing. Like nobody has seen. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of humanity.
Well, I don't
that
think
a
there's
girl has seen
such
a dick.
Thing as a pretty looking vagina or a pretty looking dick.
I think disagree.
I've seen both, touched both, played with both, and I'm gonna say I have not ever gone, fuck, this is an attractive piece of the body. Like I have not once thought that. But there's, you know, standard hey, and there's the standard just send me a love heart. Like, you know. In what the thing about those is, like, in what mind do you think that's going to stand out to me? Like, I'm not going to remember your name. I'm not going to remember your face. Like, that's not going to get my attention. And then there's the ones that just sort of fucking take that step too far. So these are some of the ones that I want to have a read for you.
See, sorry to stop you for a second.
Oh, no,
but
you
I'm on, because like, I'm on Tinder.
Because I was on Tinder. I was a Tinder queen for a while there.
Oh, Tinder queen.
And then, you know, aside from when I was seeing my own face in other people's profiles, that was a bit fair.
See, here's the thing. I don't like the game of I've got to compete for your attention.
Oh, fuck that.
See, I really...
I don't play games.
No. But you see what I'm... those guys are playing that game by coming to you like that. And that's puts you in that position whether you want to be a part of it or not. So that's what I don't like, because that seems to be the thing with a lot of girls on Tinder. Where I've got to just...
impress me.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, nah, see ya.
I wanna, me or don't like me.
I just want to say hello and start a conversation. And if that's not... okay, I'm not going to fucking dance around. Like, I think that's fucking gross. And
I don't know. I think if you did your lizard running impression, you might get some ladies.
I think I should, definitely. But yeah, you know, like you see what I mean though? Like it would is that, that can't be attractive for you either. Like a guy that's really trying hard.
If they're trying super hard for the right reasons, it's adorable. If they're trying super hard in a fucking creepy way, like some of these messages that I'm about to read you, it's a little bit like I'm getting serial killer vibes.
See, I'm already on the creepy spectrum. I'm pretty far in. So I've got to really try hard to avoid that.
It's all right. I'm a creep too.
Yeah.
All right.
You're a girl and you're attractive. It doesn't count. Don't try and lump yourself in with me. I've got to cross the street if I'm walking home at night and there's a girl walking in front of me, I'll just cross the street.
Just
because I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want to.
You need like a flashing sign that says, I am not a creep, just look like one.
I want to have a big flashing neon sign that says all my information so you know if something does happen, which it won't, but you've got protection
there.
You're prepared.
Like,
I want to have like collateral.
Yeah, I feel it's always, what is like it, Boy Scouts, always be prepared.
I give them my license. There you go. Just like putting up a bar tab. Like, if anything happens, there you go.
All right, so the first message I'm going to read you is one of the creepy ones. Mm-hmm. So this particular individual screenshotted 3 of my Instagram photos and sent them to me. He says, love these pics. Got to say, you're one attractive, very sexy chick. I wish I could see your body naked because you would have a very nice body. I am going to have a mad wank thinking of how sexy you are and that I would love to fuck you. Yes, I play with my cock. I just love having a stiff dick and blowing my load everywhere.
Well, who doesn't? I mean, at least he's...
Well, why do you want to tell a stranger that?
I can't believe... All right, so I've never heard of someone use the term mad wank...
the age of 12?
In a legitimate conversation.
It wasn't a little... A conversation would imply that I replied. Right,
that's true, but he was trying to engage with you and he said the words mad wank. I'm going to have a mad wank.
You know what,
wank.
Man? You're a mad wanker. Let's stop.
What the fuck? I know we shouldn't, but I really want to name and shame all of these people.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
No. I'm a nice-ish person.
You're a stronger person than me because I would just be all this shit.
That being said, I have posted a fair few of these on Facebook every so often when there's some really bad ones where I'm like, hey, guys, like let's play a game I like to play called Let's Go Into Amanda's Creepy Messages File.
Well... I think that's fair enough too because, all right, so if you're in the public eye, you're open to any criticism. And I think that's absolutely fine, whether it's good or bad, shitty, wrong.
Thick skin.
Yeah,
thick skin.
Yeah. So you're prepared to do that, but they are going, you're not messaging them. They are messaging you. So anything that happens after that, I think is, in the air.
There's actually a group on Facebook called BGA, so Bad Girls Advice. And guaranteed, if you have sent an unsolicited dick pic to a girl, it's appeared on that Facebook group at some point. And there's about 50,000 girls that would have roasted the shit out of your dick.
I've only sent solicited dick pics, and I'm sure there's dick pics of mine floating around the internet.
I am positive there's at least a titty pic floating around of me. There wouldn't be anything of my genitals because I'm not a big fan of sending those.
Yeah.
But... Because, I mean, like I said, I don't find vaginas attractive. Well, how can you don't take a nice photo of a vagina. However, titties on the other hand.
Yeah, that's right.
Send that shit around.
Because, the vagina's functional.
Mm.
It's there.
Also, a titties, they're just extra fun too.
Yeah, but titties can be sexy.
Yes.
And that's the thing with images.
Lingerie.
That's why guys, we can't be sexy. They're just, it's impossible in like pictures and things like that. Like a girl can just send like a little tease and it's just like, oh my God. But what have we got? We just have a weird... thing
that sort of flops a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like we can't make that sexy.
What, you don't want a helicopter girls? That's sexy, right?
You mean meat spin.
Yeah, meat spin. I'm going to stick with helicopter.
Okay, fair enough.
So this message almost got a reply back because it was so absurd that I almost was like, how about you just like give me the money that would have cost instead. So this guy simply says one sentence, can I fly you to the US and take you out for dinner? So this one almost got the reply, how about you just send me the money you would have spent on that and then never talk to me again? Like one sentence, not a hey, how are you, not a hey, I think, just can I fly to the US, take you have a dinner? No, you fucking cannot.
That would be a great conversation at customs.
Why are you here?
So, yeah, that's some guy messaged me on Instagram, paid for my flight over, so I'm going to have dinner with him, not fuck him, maybe give him a handy, but then I'm out.
I think... If I was going to do anything, it'd be a blowy. I'm not a big handy fan. That's just boring.
Yeah, but you know, you might get turned off at the time.
It depends on the dick, yeah. I swear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It depends how many other girls he's flown out to the US to take to dinner.
And see, and this is why escorting will never go anywhere, no matter what laws, because there is going to be dudes who are just like, don't care, I'll just fucking pay anything.
Mm, there is. I actually had an escorting company approach me once and ask me if I wanted to work for them.
Mm.
No.
Yeah, never.
I don't have anything against it. I'm the type.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm an okay company, but I don't know if I'm worth paying for my company.
That's, so I recently hired a prostitute.
Yeah.
Not really. So what happened was this.
Do you know what? I wasn't even surprised. That's so weird.
Well, I meant to build it up with like that girl I've been seeing like last week or so. With just saying, because I've paid for everything the whole time, and I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of that at all. So, it's like in my mind, I've just gone, "Oh, she's just a hooker," because I've paid for movies, paid for meals.
Oh, huge gentleman, you.
Well, I think that you should build up to that sort of thing.
My boyfriend tries to pay for everything, and yeah. I have to just. I've gotten to the point where, like, for Christmas, he bought me two Honey Butter lingerie sets. So I used to work for them, got addicted to the lingerie, but I had a 40% off. Now.
Yeah, full price?
Yeah. $300 plus for sets of lingerie.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
So what? Worth it. Like, I'm addicted. Like, I own about $5,000 worth of lingerie now.
Oh,
like,
my God. But so, holy crap, must that feel good.
Jesus Christ. It's so good. I love it. Except, you know, like, the only thing is, like, I like a bit of rough sex and you can't rip that lingerie off. Like, no, yeah. God, no. Like, I will rip your dick off if you rip that lingerie off me. Like, no.
All right. But see, there's a... I think you've got to build up to it, though, like for paying for things.
Well, yeah, he tried to buy me two sets for Christmas, and I said, fuck no, and he wouldn't let me give him money, so I just discreetly transferred some money into his account.
Oh, good work. See, that's the thing. Like, I want to pay for things, but I feel like that should be – you should earn it.
Oh, God,
like,
yeah.
After a period of time, you go, all
and,
right.
And, you know, at least what, sort of take it in turns. Like, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah. But that's the thing, too. I was sort of joking around, like, she just doesn't have much money at the moment, and things will get – evened out if we're still sort of seeing each other. Otherwise, I just feel like a bitch. Just like, oh, okay, I'll just hand this over.
Would you like my bank account details and my credit card?
Here's my BSB.
So, money. This next message is quite difficult to read. So, strap yourself in.
Okay. Dearie. So I'm assuming poor spelling, grammatical errors.
It's just, and there's, I think, maybe like one full stop in this. All right. Dearie, to be real and honest, you are really priceless and a perfection. A perfection of God's finished work of beauty, to be very honest with you. Any man that has taken you into his life should be very lucky and very protective of you. But if he is a bit careless, he's going to lose you. But if you aren't, then please am on the door right now knocking. And please open the door, because who knows what's next. Am really not in search for a girlfriend, but a soulmate. But getting to chat and know ourselves should be a first start to moving to know each other. So please, dearie, would you really be obliged if you give me this one nice chat with you, and trust me, the boat we both going to sail towards the conversation will never be what you would regret at the end. So please hope you wouldn't mind at all for this chat, please. What is your respond, Pearl?
Hey, at least
I've never been called a pearl in my life.
Hey, that's a pretty good one, though.
Maybe,
pearls.
Maybe a pearler. Oh, a pearler. You're a pearler.
Hey. The boat towards the conversation?
Like, there's, like I said, there's one full stop in this, and it's where a full stop shouldn't be.
So I got to ask, what's the ethnicity of this gentleman? Is he's got to be like he's Indian or something like that, where he just doesn't have.
Well, it says he's a CEO at Championaire Entertainment and lives in Nigeria.
Ah, there you go.
I didn't look too much into the pictures because as soon as I read the message, I was like, nah.
Yeah. And I don't know many CEOs who list their job as CEO on Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I only know one CEO, so it doesn't really matter. Okay. That's fucking bizarre.
The next one's fun too.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
Hello from SoCal. Just wanted to say you are top 3 most finest beauties I've ever seen in my life. No joke about it, dot, dot, dot. On that note, dot, dot, dot. Please, God, give me a wifey that looks like this chick here, dot, dot, dot. Amanda B, dot, dot, dot. I would forever be grateful and in love. Multiple exclamation points. Please, exclamation points and question marks. Just had to say it, smiley face. Stan. If you ever have room for a new friend, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. I want to be yours, but I'll let you do the honors of requesting me if you're really down.
Is this the same message?
Different. Yep, I was all one message.
Okay, that's weird.
So he signed off and said bye and then started again.
Yeah. Yeah, because like he signed off on a positive where he's just like, all right, I'm leaving it into like just like had, the message was
just
shit.
Had, yeah, just was, had to say it yeah, and then yeah, yeah. started again with the, I'll let you do the honors of requesting me. I get fucked, cunt.
See, I don't mind the approach and then leave you alone, but none of that made any sense at all.
Nope.
But I think that is the right way to do it. In I'll say this and then just I'll leave it up to you. I don't like that.
And you know, he wasn't overly creepy or anything. I mean,
but it's still fucking weird.
Yeah, like I mean, the please God send me a wifey like this chick here. That was a bit but like it wasn't overly creepy. Like it wasn't like the. Yeah, please be my so friend. Like, I'm really desperate for friendship and you know, acknowledgement. Like, there's no, like, desperation there sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit. Yeah. But there wasn't, like, overly I'm drowning in desperation.
If you're messaging a strange
here.
Girl on Instagram asking her to be your wife, I think that's a little bit of desperation.
Yeah. It's pathetic, really. I mean, what?
Me and Adam wrote some sketches that we want to try and do, which is it'll be like this. So, you know how they have like every Valentine's Day, they do like some special where they have couples talking about when they first met and shit like that. They're just doing it. Yeah, yeah. So, but what we'd have like for that, for example, would be, you know, this old couple sitting together and they'd say,
I gave her a like on Instagram.
Yeah, I sent her this this message on Instagram where I said she's got really good tits and I had a mad wank over her. And then she just like pats him on the leg and, yep, and I've been his ever since. Just.
When does that ever happen? I mean, there's probably an example out there where it's happened.
But that's
like there has
exception.
To be, but like it's yeah, it got to be
like
super
they,
rare.
Like when they're doing statistics, like there's a margin of error of like a tiny little amount where it's
real outlier.
Yeah, something that happens, but it's so small, it's not even worth taking into account.
Yeah, is that one picture. You go, oh, I'm gonna just that data seems really unlikely. I'm gonna leave that.
Yeah, so yes, because
otherwise
like point,
it like fucks up the averages.
Yeah, it's like
God,
0,
I hated studying
0,
statistics.
0.
Fuck.
So when you get to that level, yeah, so that it's totally irrelevant. So I think we can safely say it never fucking happens at any point.
Well, I do have one last message I'd like to read you.
Okay.
And I've chosen this one because this particular individual has put so much effort into this message.
Really? Okay. No, I'm curious.
Like there's 3 pages of writing.
You're kidding.
No.
Okay. No. Are you going to go through the whole thing?
I'm gonna do
just,
it.
Just go. We'll go with a start, and we'll see.
You can tell me if you want to keep going. So, right. Says hello, Amanda, and this is perfect grammar. This is the only message I've ever received that was perfect grammar.
And perfect grammar at this stage is almost unsettling because it means you're smarter than what you're doing.
Yes. Okay. This may seem a little forward. However, I'm interested in getting to know you, and would like to see if you might be interested in getting to know me. As we are complete strangers, it would be kind of weird to commit to anything up front. So I thought I'd put together a short bio so you'd be able to find out a little bit about me before deciding whether or not I may be someone you would consider getting to know.
Oh, okay. So he's made some pretty big errors to begin with. I've compiled a short bio on
that
myself.
That I have clearly sent to many people.
All right, continue. Keep going.
What have I got to lose? What have you got to lose? Okay, here goes. I live and work on an 800 cow dairy farm. Yep, that's right. I'm living the dream in a beautiful part of New Zealand. Hundreds of thousands of visitors pay good money to visit on a daily basis. Are you sold yet? No.
Yeah, who gives a fuck? I don't understand. Like, he hasn't said...
Wow, you have cows and you live in New Zealand. Good work.
Yeah, like I'm not saying that's not a bad job.
But why would that be interesting to a stranger who, like, you're messaging?
Yeah, I don't understand. It's not like he said, oh, yeah, I'm the guy that, you know, when in NRL games, when they have the little post in the corner and when they score tries and that post gets knocked out, I'm the guy who puts those posts in the ground. That is more interesting
definitely
than I'm a dairy farmer.
All right.
Who gives a fuck?
He goes, Fair enough. You still know very little about me. Might also be interested to know that I'm 38. Yep, that's not too old and not too young.
Yes, it is. Too old for a girl.
21-year-old. Yes, yes. And I, yeah, you know. I would say that I am pretty much the perfect age for meeting someone special. I have life and relationship experience minus the Zimmer frame.
He means he's got full balls. That's code.
I'm really selling this to you now, aren't I? No. Whoa, slow down a bit. I don't think you should be thinking about moving in just yet. I still haven't finished introducing myself. Right, so apparently he thinks of those that paragraph that I'm already like, yeah, I'm going to marry this guy.
He's responding to
his own messages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next. Geez, sorry. I just realized that I haven't even told you my name. Who does that?
So correct it. You're typing it. You're in control. Hit backspace, you stupid cunt. Don't pretend.
I am.
Don't blank, pretend blank. Like it's a thing. Oh, fuck it. No, what's his first name?
Ben.
Ben.
So anyway, sorry about that. Back to the thing about tourists visiting this stunning place I call home. Yeah, so that hasn't always panned out terribly well for me, but I'm a survivor. In fact, I have superpowers. I bet you don't know.
Super Ben.
Charming girls one Facebook message at a time.
Just spreading moisture everywhere he goes. What the fuck? Fuck you, Ben. Fuck you.
I bet you don't know anyone who has survived being hit by a bus. Is it bad that I kind of feel like he shouldn't have?
I think that was on purpose. Mm. I bet it was his mum driving that bus. He was just like, oh, I fucking left this abortion too late.
Oh, no, it's one of these girls that he sent this to that's realized he sent it to 500 others and has got mad about it because she thought he was the one. She was impressed by his 800 cows. Anyway, he goes,
800 cows and I've only fucked 6 of them.
No, that's sheep in New Zealand.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
That wasn't one of my better days in life, to be fair. But that was 13 years ago, and I showed that tourist bus who's boss. Admittedly, I did spend 3 months in a coma and have been left with less than perfect coordination. Yep, I walk with a wobble.
You're giving away too much.
Then he goes, still reading? Question mark. He goes, new paragraph. Geez, I must be more interesting than I give myself credit for.
But you just set it up by saying that he's so interesting and he has superpowers, and then he's trying to humble brag as well. What the fuck are you talking about?
I knew this was a good one to read.
Ben, go see a neurologist because that bus damaged your brain.
I bet he was like this before the bus.
Oh, all right, so I started out annoyed, but this is genuinely breaking my heart.
We've got 2 paragraphs.
Oh, okay, all right, keep going.
Geez, I must be more interesting than I give myself credit for. So I guess you wouldn't mind knowing a bit more about how financially secure I am. Yep, I own my own home, which, let's be honest, is a big deal given the current housing market. Look, nice. He's not wrong, nice. But...
That's such a standard comment. That's like saying, oh, it's bloody hot today, isn't it?
What are we discussing the weather? Oh,
shut up. What are you doing? Why are you trying to impress a 21-year-old in Australia? Oh, I got my own home. It's pretty tough to get your own bloody home. You're 38. You should have
I've got
have
my
your...
own dildo. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, of course he does. He has his own dildo.
There he goes.
And he uses it on himself. He's 38. He should have his own home.
You're going to like this next line. Ready? Wow, hilarious guy with superpowers came to find himself looking for love here on the bloody internet. I know. I often wonder why this happened to me.
Looking for love on Instagram.
Well, you may or may not be aware just how tough it is out here to find a partner, let alone one which is sane, good-looking, and fun.
Yeah, it's because they go to normal places and they don't hang around at dairy farms.
Good. You're still reading. Okay, now to seal the deal. So we're at his sealing the deal paragraph.
Okay. So if this was an essay, this would be his tying it all together.
This is his conclusion.
This is where he's got to sell you. So let's say... You're flicking the bean a little bit at this point. And this is where he wants you to be really going at it to really top this off.
So you're going to regret using that terminology when I read you. What is seal the deal is?
No. Okay. All right.
Oh, God. Now I'm thinking about someone who would flick the bean to this bit.
I'm good.
I am the solo parent of a ridiculously cute, well-behaved 4-year-old girl named blank.
All right, yeah, I do regret that now. Oh, no.
Are you flicking your bean over there now?
Oh, no.
And we all know what that means. not only am I financially secure, still young enough to have fun and have superpowers, I'm also responsible enough to be able to take care of not only myself, but another human being. I'm pretty much winning at life.
Oh, Ben.
Oh. He's, go on, write back to me. What have you got to lose?
Yes, that was unpleasant for all concerned.
That, it's breaking my heart. So, no, Ben. Ben, please. What does his daughter think? What's he doing
She's
for his daughter? She's 4-year-old,
she doesn't think about much.
What's his daughter, like, what? Oh, this is a desperately lonely man. Well, I guess he's doing something, I guess. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I hated him. And
I'm
now
still thinking about the fact you were like, yeah, flick of the bean. And then like,
imagine if that's what happened to one of the girls that he sent that to.
They were so into it. And then, oh my God, kid.
And then 4-year-old. Oh no. So
to be fair, that wouldn't have sealed the deal for me because I'm not a kid person.
Well, no. But
I'm 21.
What? In what? I want to talk to Ben. I want to ask him what he thinks. Has anyone responded to any of these messages?
How many people has he sent them to? How long did it take him to write that?
Has he got a decent response? What have they said? Have they said, okay, what's this? Like, if a random person reached out and wanted to just be friends with me, I'd be like, okay, that's fucking weird because we're not near each other at all or anything like that. But he's asking for a wife and a mother. Just strangers.
Instagram.
Just strangers. Yeah. Get it done. Get Okay Cupid or fucking Plenty of Fish. There's fucking dating websites specifically for that. Instagram is for food and titties.
Correct. My Instagram's both of those things.
See, that's what I mean. There you go. All right. That's fucking unbelievable. That's done me.
I thought you'd like that
that's,
one.
I'm a different person now that we've got to the end of that. That's changed my views on a lot of things. Jesus Christ.
See, it's not the way. I mean, like, you know, as far as, you know, lines and stuff. So, you know, that was, you know, I'll give him credit that he really thought that out, you know, provided, I mean, the first time he wrote it, he really thought it out. Not the copy and pasting to every other one. But, you know, there's my two favorite lines on a night out. So it depends what I'm wearing. So if I've got something that shows off my tattoos down my sides, it's, oh, wow, I really like your tattoos. Like, how long did they take? Like, No, buddy, I know what you're doing.
Yeah,
Sit the fuck down. And then my other favorite one is men who clearly don't care about their own appearance telling me how much they like my hair. I know you don't care about my hair. Go away. See, I like my hair. Don't bring my hair into this.
See, this is a thing where I've started dressing a lot more like a fag recently. Now, my reason for this is two things. ISIS hates colors and freedom and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
So I'm like, fuck that. Let's embrace it and dress colourful and do just...
I do like,
know,
a bit of colour. I'm dyeing my hair pink on Sunday.
Oh, nice. Well, red looks all right. But anyway, yeah, just to take full advantage of that. And because girls like a guy who can dress himself.
Correct.
Because then it shows that they don't. You don't need a mother. When you're walking out, or when you're anywhere and you're just wearing that shitty t-shirt with the big logo on it, which is like a photo that's a distressed photo from like the 90s, or a superhero logo.
Hectic.
Can we get rid of the fucking superhero logos on t-shirts? Fuck off, you fucking...
However, fans. Underwear, I do approve of superhero logos and underwear. Makes
yeah, underwear,
laugh.
I don't give a fuck. You're in your own world there. But if
we
I'm,
just,
if
we
I
just
have
discussed
to look at
that it, I have $5,000 worth of underwear.
Yeah.
I'm not in my own damn world when I'm wearing that underwear.
Yeah, but that's... You're not wearing...
I am ruling the damn world when I'm
wearing
that underwear.
You're not wearing $5,000 worth of superhero underwear,
though,
are you?
I don't think they make that. Yeah. I would be terribly upset if they did.
That's... Yeah,
but nothing against
not
superheroes. I'm a big Marvel fan and a big DC fan. Yeah. I used to have all the Marvel comics. It was great.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Mm. Hidden nerd.
Are you excited for Logan?
Yes and no.
Okay. Hesitant?
I think it looks really good. However,
yeah,
this is Wolverine's third solo movie.
And all the other ones have stunk.
Like, I get that, you know, he's one of the main characters and he's really cool. Like, Wolverine as a character, especially in the comic books, all his backstory, everything, fantastic. Does he really need three solo movies that have nothing to do with each other?
Yeah, but I have so much faith in this movie because it's MA.
Bring it back, yeah.
Because that's what he needs. He needs to be a brutal cunt, finally. So hopefully
it's like with Deadpool. Good.
That
needed to happen.
I'm glad we're on the same page with that because I'm very fucking excited. I don't know. I probably shouldn't have even asked you about that because we should have kept it on topics that are interesting, but fuck it.
We're talking about superhero underwears. Tangents
happen. I like Hugh Jackman a lot.
He's fantastic.
I'm attracted to him as a man.
I'm attracted. When I found out he was singing and dancing and watching it, when I watched him on Broadway, I was like, moist.
Yeah, me and Adam have talked about it. We've made a list.
He's
we
legit.
Can make fun of everyone for everything ever, the best people on the planet, except for Hugh Jackman.
It's a fair point.
Because Hugh Jackman's perfect.
Well, see, even in the shitty Wolverine movies that he's done, he was flawless.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
It's the fucking movie that stuck.
Yeah. Think about it. He's like 6'2", 6'3", great looking dude, married an older woman.
And he's old and ripped and hot.
Yeah, fit as anything. Oh, nice dude, genuinely nice dude.
I've ever seen, he's just a gentleman.
I've never heard anyone say anything bad about him ever. Would sit on his face. Yeah, 100, even I would. I'd let him sit on mine. I'd eat Hugh Jackman's ass.
Well, all right. Would you stick anything in it?
Would you
let him stick it in yours?
I guess.
Now we're getting to the nitty gritty.
If like I had to, because
no,
like, it's if more.
If he was like, hey, can I do this? Would you say yes?
Well, I'd just be like, Hugh, come on, mate. Do we really have to? And if he was like, yeah, we kind of do. I'd be like,
all right, lube up. Well,
look,
let's go.
I've got to go to work tomorrow, so just be quick, okay? And then I'd get it out of the way.
Anal is not something you get out of the way. Anal's great. As per my article that was censored.
Yes. Well, that's it. There's a time and there's a place. I'm not a big fan.
Not when you have to do a lot of work the next day.
No. And not when you're...
Because it's kind of like that thing where like you're kind of worried to fart for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to... You don't want a loose nugget.
Well, fun fact, takes 8 days for the asshole to go back to its normal size.
Really?
Yep.
Apparently, the asshole is an amazing thing where there's a lot of fail safes there.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was, I think it was Dr. Steve, who does a podcast called Weird Medicine, was talking about some people were concerned that their assholes were not going to return to normal, and he's
after
just like,
anal.
Yeah,
just 8 days later, you'd be fine.
Yeah, but these were dudes, so it's not just a single day. Ah, okay. Whoops, we have gone very, very late. So,
just so many interesting things to say.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. Thanks for talking about it. Hopefully we'll have you back.
I'm always down to talk about anal and whatnot.
Oh, good girl. Now, we do have your calendar. It's not a calendar, sorry. Your photo shoot.
Yes.
That's coming out.
So I think it's the May issue 40 of Australian Streetcar Magazine. So if you want to see those promo photos where I'm wearing not a lot.
Very
actually,
little clothing.
Actually, that $5,000 lingerie, set of lingerie we're talking about.
Makes a little
appearance. There's three different sets in there. So that's there. So, you know, if you do feel like checking that out without being a creep on my Instagram, then that'll be out.
Yeah, definitely don't send you weird messages.
Yes, please. If there's learned anything from this, it's don't send unsolicited dick pics because they will get posted somewhere online. And
So, yeah, so you're in the... What issue was it?
I think it's issue number 40.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we'll check that out. Hopefully we'll have you back again soon and we'll take it out, I guess. All right, thanks again. Adam and Milk on Facebook, at Adam and Milk on Twitter, and we will have an Instagram soon.
Featuring titties.
Yes, thank you very much, Amanda.
I get my own appreciated, sound effect. Ooh,
appreciated that you came on.
It was unpleasant for all concerned.
And we will have an interview with
Adam.
Can I
get one more grab by the pussies?
Oh, yeah.
Grab them by the pussies.
That one's just for you.
Loved it.
All right. And we're going to have an interview with Adam from Italy coming up after this.